Today's learning from the Mishnah Chaim Lutz from Shai Moshe and the Rifka Bez Moshe as really is from Nachum and Moshe was chus for Shlaima Chaim Moshe Malkum and Baruch Masar and Malkum and Yitzchak and Fegel Dina and is chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Simen Reish Pei Beis, we are up to Sif Hei, continuing on in the Kriyas HaTorah. Im Loi Nimtza, says the Mechaber, Im Loi Nimtza Mishe Yedei Lahafter, what happens? You go through the seven Aliyahs, you say Kaddish, and now there's nobody who knows how to read the mafta. Now, then the person who got the aliyah would read the mafta. Today, many shuls, ours included, we have the balkaira reads the mafta, so nobody should be embarrassed. But let's say you have nobody, there are some people in the shul, actually it's written on their card, do not give mafta, because they don't even want to make the brachas on the on daf Torah. And understandably, not everybody's comfortable doing it. So you have a situation. You gave it's a small minyan. You gave a bunch of people aliyahs. You gave seven people aliyahs. And now it comes to maftar. They make the kaddish, and you're looking for somebody to give the maftar to. And there's nobody who's willing to go up and read the haftarah. Ukva omah shliach tziva kaddish. As I explained, we're talking about a case that the Baal Tefillah said kaddish already. Acha kriya haparsha, after reading the parsha, zet shereitza lahafta tzarech lachzar velikrais. The person who is going to read them after, meaning somebody that you already gave an aliyah to, gets called up again, and he reads again on his bracha. So again, let's understand this case. I gave seven people an aliyah. I have three other people in the shul, and they're not capable of, for whatever reason, they're not capable of going up for aliyah. So I'm going to give one of the people that I already gave an aliyah to, I'm going to give a second aliyah to, I'm going to give them after. They have to make a bracha again. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, which will tell us why, and then we can try to understand it. Okay? Im loy nimtza. V'hu adim b'shabbos shel chazayin. Let's say it's Shabbos chazayin. Afilu nimtza mi she'edei lahafter v'navi. You find somebody that knows how to read the navi. Rak shelo yada l'koinen k'noig. He doesn't know how to read that tone that we read by Shabbos chazayin. For those... there's a separate piece over there we say with a different tune. Gam kendina halchi would be the same halacha. Now, interestingly enough, you should just know that the Chazon Ish did not, and his shul, read it in the in that special tone that you read for Shabbos Chazon, but he would read it in the same tune that you read it all year round. He says Shabbos, there's no avelus. Just like we on Shabbos Chazon, we put on regular big day Shabbos, right? We don't have that kaddish of that we have during the week, so he would not read. It's just interesting to note. Okay, tzarech lachzav elikris vafili hashvi roitzel lahafta tzarech lachzav elikris. The even if you're going to give to the guy who gave shvi, you're going to give mafter. He makes a new. He relanes those last three psukim, even though he was already had that aliyah, and then he goes ahead. And he makes the bracha, relanes the same sukkim that he just laned with his last bracha, and then you go ahead, and then he would make another the second bracha, and then he would do the aftayr. Kevin shehipsik bekadish, since you stopped with kaddish, hanichnasim lo yedu. If this guy would just get up and just go straight to the mafter, right? And he would, then people would come in, they would think this guy never read the Torah because they miss Shvi. Okay, so and then this Kaddish, they walk in, they see a guy, they call him up, Yamad, and he comes up and he goes straight to reading the Torah. What's going to happen? They're going to think that he read the all he did was come up and read the Torah, and this creates a bizarre Torah. Why? So the Mishabur is going a little backwards over here. Now he's going to tell us the background over here. Kadarina b'Gemara, as we say in the Gemara, the Hamafta Tzarech Sheyikra B'Torah L'Tchila Mitei Kavirat Torah. That what is the whole reason? Really, we only need seven aliyahs. So why, when we call somebody up for Mafter, why does he get an aliyah that we relay the last few psukim of the parasha? He says as follows: Heinu. This guy is going to get up there and only go straight into the Birchas HaTorah, right? And he's not going to first make a bracha on the Torah. Almost somebody who walks into shul then, so again, we're concerned about a guy who came very late to shul. He comes in right then What does he see? He sees some guys get up and they have aliyas by the Torah. Some guys get up and they have an aliyas by the mafter, right? They don't even read in the Torah. So we've just equated the mafter, the Navi, with the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's a bezayin. L'chein, therefore, tzarek likres hamafter b'Torah tchila, umizayirish ha'Torah ikaris. Oh, the guy made a bracha on the Torah. Now he's also making a bracha on the mafter. Nobody's going to question and say, oh, we equated, we made it on the same level, the Navi and the Torah, but the Torah is more chashuv, right? Now, in our case, so if I would go ahead and give, really, technically, the guy had an aliyah already, right? So why do I have to give him another aliyah? I'm calling up a guy from that I already gave an aliyah. I may even be calling the guy I just gave Shvi to, right? So now he's getting up there. So why do I have to give him an aliyah? He should be able to go straight into the mafter. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah was telling us, that no, somebody might come in late. He sees we said Kaddish, and now he sees this guy. He doesn't know that the guy had Shvi. He sees that this guy is saying the Avtaira without it. It creates the same design. When we call Makam Nachan Yosef ben Yenani Shehifzik beKaddish, that if we had such a situation, Sheyikra Mafta Echad Min HaKoydim Eloy HaShvi, the ideal thing, because it's a little bit funny, this guy just made a Birchas HaTorah, and now he's laying the same Sukkim that he made a Bracha on, and you're making him do another Bracha. Now, when letting him do another Bracha, it shouldn't be B'Zayin HaTorah. But still, it's not the ideal situation. Why is the guy making another Bracha? So he says, if you have such a situation, you gave seven aliyahs, now you got nobody to give the mafta to, better to try to at least give the mafta aliyah to somebody that you gave one of the early aliyahs and not jump straight and not give it to the guy who had the mafta, who had the shvi. Says the Rama. So now the first case that we learned was a case who had the who we already said Kaddish. Okay? Says the Rama, Avalim lo yom kaddish. What happens? The Shvi finishes, and before they say Kaddish, you realize that you got nobody to give the mafter to. Okay, so you didn't make the Kaddish, say the Kaddish, and then realize you have nobody. Before you said the Kaddish, you come to this realization. Yafta misha ola l'shvi, and the guy who had Shvi does know how to read the Haftarah. Let him do it, and then he doesn't have to make another bracha. Again, we try to avoid making extra brachas for no reason. When it's going to be a B'zayin HaTorah, Mechaber told us we do it. But in this situation, it's better not to. In general, says the Rama, this is all only a B'di'evet. Ideally, you should not give the mafter to somebody who already had an aliyah. We'll see that on Simchas Torah, we make a law on this, and we do give the mafter even if somebody had an aliyah already. But in general, on a regular Shabbos, this should only be a Shasat Chag. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yafta Misha Allah. If you caught yourself before you said Kaddish and you realize you don't have anybody new that you give the mafta to, let the guy who had Shvi, Hainisha Yafta Benavi. The Ain Tzarech Lachzer Likras B'Torah, then he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Elamasha Kari B'Shvi, B'Siyim HaParsha. Oiksha Sifu Misha Kari B'Achrin. If there was an Achrin, whoever's the last person, Oila Gamla Mafta, he comes up to the mafta. The Kaimalan, the mafta, Oila Laminyan Shiva. Because technically, the mafta anyway counts, so the common bezivav. Va'kaddish, when do you say the kaddish in such a case? So we're not saying the kaddish before the haftarah. So when do you say the kaddish? Va'kaddish, yoyma acha kriyas haftarah. We say it all the way at the end. After you say the brachas, after haftarah, then you say the kaddish. Kotzav prima god, hu'adim l'chol mafta k'shashacha loyma kaddish mikoydim. What happened to Stamazai? We read the mafta, we forgot to say kaddish. V'niska acha shekvar kara hamafta b'Torah, and you remember after you read the haftarah, lo yoyma kaddish ad lacha kriyas haftarah b'chaseh. Once you read the mafter, don't say the kaddish, because you can't make that hefsik, because if I make the hefsik, I'm going to run into the same problem again. The guy who people don't see the connection between the guy who had the aliyah and the person reading the haftarah, so you say the kaddish after the brachas. Then we said that if this guy who knows seven, the guy who had the last aliyah knows how to lay the haftarah, we didn't make the kaddish. Ideally, he should lay the haftarah. The mashvi any day. What happens if he doesn't know? And now, so his perfect situation was, I finished laying, I didn't say kaddish, and I realized I have nobody new to give the haftarah to. So just give it to guy numbers, the guy who had the last aliyah. And then he is going to lane the Haftarah, Mafter and Haftarah, without making another bracha, because he just had a bracha. What happens if that guy also doesn't know how to lane the Haftarah, and therefore I got to go anyway back to one of of the earlier people, that he anyway is going to have to make another bracha, because the fact that he had a bracha in the beginning of laning, remember, we're concerned about people who weren't there and they're coming in late. Then we said, if there are other people that know how to do the haftarah, and you preferably give it to somebody new, don't give it to somebody who already previously had aliyah. With Shabbos Chazon, and what happens on certain places, Shabbos Chazon, the minig was to give the Rav Mafta. We also have, right, certain weeks we give Pasha Zocha, we give the Rav Mafta, Pasha's Parah, Shabbos Mavarcha, we give the Rav Mafta, certain times. So lo yikra mikaydem shlishi. So this idea of shlishi is not a new idea. Back then, also the chashuva people would get the shlishi, right? So what happened? So therefore, ideally, you should not give in those weeks that you're going to give the Rav Mafter, don't give the Rav Shlishi. Now in the Shaar Ephraim, he does bring down that if in those weeks that you give the Rav Mafter, you by mistake gave him Shlishi, you since that is the minig, you could call the Rav back up to and give him the Mafter. Same thing like we mentioned on Simchas Torah and things like that. Misha Lakfar, preferably, you should not give someone who previously had an aliyah. In Kari Lagun Latayra Beis HaKnesses Acheres, this is also does happen sometimes. Somebody was davening in another shul and he had an aliyah, and then he comes to there's maybe a simcha, whatever it is. He comes to into another shul and they want to give an aliyah. So again, you don't need it to be davening there in order to get an aliyah. So you davened in a shul earlier, you had an aliyah over there, and now you come into this new shul. And you're actually giving him the exact same aliyah that he had in the other shul. Tzarech lachas levarech. The fact that you previously had an aliyah does not affect anything, and you do need to make another bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here, and that's Hashem. We will continue with Sivvav tomorrow.
Kayak, kayak.
Gaya.